Hello everyone, and welcome to Working Women Podcast. Today you are here with me, Asha Lissette, and we are gladly interviewing the glorious, strong, and fabulous Elise Inglis. Elise, we are so happy to have you here today. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. So, I really want to talk to you about your experience during World War I, and what it was like being a woman in that time period. Well, as you may know, I was born in India in 1874. And not long after that, I moved from India to Scotland around 1878 when I was 14 years old. Wow, so you did a lot of traveling. Yes, it was a lot of traveling. So when you moved back home from Edinburgh, when you moved back home to Edinburgh in Scotland, you went to study medicine at the Revolutionary Edinburgh School of Medicine for Women, correct? Yes, I did go to study medicine there under Dr. Sophia Jex-Blake, and then 3 years later, I went to study under Sir William McEwing at University of Glasgow. And at University of Glasgow, that's really where I found my interest and passion for surgery. Now, when did you get your doctor's degree? I got it around 1892. I became qualified as a doctor, and I was appointed at what later became the Elizabeth Garrett Anderson Hospital for Women in London. Wow, you made great achievements with women's rights. Yes, I tried. Also at that time in Great Britain and Scotland was going through mobilization just in case the war actually happened. Wow, so speaking of World War I, do you know anything about the acronym MAINE? Yes, I believe I've heard of it before. Is that the militarism, alliances, imperialism, and nationalism? Yes, that is exactly what it is. So, were those actually the main causes of World War I? Yes, as you may know, Scotland is controlled by Great Britain. So what really set off the war, which was Archduke Franz Fendermins and his wife Sophia were shot to death by Bosman cyber nationalists. It sparked a chain of events that led to the outbreak of World War I. Oh, and the nationalism is what caused the nations to be outraged and caused the total war outbreak? Yes, indeed it did. Militarism played a part in every country or nation that wanted their military or army to be bigger than the others and wanted their allies also to be bigger. These oversized armies were dangerous. In fact, they could sometimes be difficult to control and grew even larger. Although countries wanted their allies and militaries to be large, many alliances were mixed and messed up during the war. Certain countries did not know whether they were allies or whether they weren't alliances. These would create lots of mix-ups and conflicts which were not good during the war. So, you speak about militarism and nationalism, but what about imperialism? How did that affect the war? This was a huge part of why the war began in the first place. Taking over these smaller nations for economic growth and power of their own country using military. This was a huge part of why the war began in the first place. Taking over all these smaller nations for economic growth and power and using your military force. This caused many arguments and conflicts and was a major reason for total war. So, tell us more about World War I and how you as a woman contributed to the war. Sure. So, the Scottish military fought alongside Great Britain during World War I. There was hundreds of deaths every single day on both sides of the war. Many women who I knew helped by rationing and saving food for their homes and farming. But I wanted to help rationing in a different way. I wanted to help by rationing on fuel and supplies by creating medical units staffed by women which could provide aid to British forces and anyone else in the Allied powers. My idea was rejected by both Red Cross and Royal Army Medical Corps, so I founded it myself. Wow, that's incredible. The will and strength it took you to support your own dreams and beliefs allowed hundreds of injured soldiers to survive. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, I know this is a touchy subject, but I heard about your kidnapping in Siberia. What happened? Yes. So after I got my doctorate in 1892, I returned to Edinburgh, my hometown, and made a medical practice with a friend, another female physician, and I had created the medical units closer to the war zone around 1915. I accompanied these women to make a unit near Siberia and was taken captive by Austrian soldiers. It was a very scary experience, but we later were released after the intervention of United States government when they were still a neutral power. Wow, that's an incredible story. I'm so sorry that happened to you. But can you please elaborate on the neutrality of the United States? Yes. If the United States had not been a neutral force, which means they don't take sides, then I could have been hurt or worse. The United States tried to be a neutral force as long as they possibly could until Germany forced them and posed a threat against them with the Zimmermann Telegram. This was a telegram sent to Mexico by Germany so that Germany could become allies with Mexico and promised in return reclaimed U.S. land. Wow, that was a lot of great information. Thank you so much for being on Working Woman Podcast today. I hope you had a great time. Thank you for having me. I did have a really great time. No problem. We will see you next week with more stories from more strong working women throughout history. That's a wrap. Good night.